What the city is talking about. This is Montreal Now on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
That is James Manning. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. Jim, not sure where you want to start off today. Don't know if you happened to hear Paul St-Pierre Plamondon earlier this afternoon, or you want to talk about the CAQ. Where do you want to go?
I didn't hear him this afternoon. Was that a live interview?
We taped it around 1 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it did happen today.
It did, yeah. He said he's not a radical, by the way. That was my last question.
He's
he kind of laughed. He's not
That's
a radical.
Good, because you know what? good for him. I've never seen this much opprobrium focused, and we heard Pablo Rodriguez today. Quite accurately describing his comments as violence, words of violence, which is exactly what he said yesterday. That man should be completely ashamed of himself. And if he doesn't want to back off, or even perhaps rethink his verbiage from yesterday, that's certainly his right in this great country of ours called Canada. But all that said, remember, this guy just put himself on a very interesting political shelf. And from now on, it was back in the day when Bernard Landry was the premier of Quebec, La Presse cartoonist Chapleau would always draw him with a torn shirt, because Bernard Landry was flying off the handle about this, that, and everything, you know, the chiffon rouge, the red rag that was the Canadian flag. He was freaking out. It became a bit of a joke. But here's the thing. Mr. St-Pierre Plamondon is treading a very fine line now between being perceived as a political parody, like a parody account of a guy who just flies off the handle for nothing, or a guy who's saying things at a time. And especially, you know, it didn't occur to me yesterday when we were talking about this. For a guy whose family was threatened by people who just heard stuff, okay, you think he'd choose his words more carefully. Honest to God, but it doesn't seem to have been the case. I hope he sees the light. I hope he smartens up. But right now, he's not doing himself or his party any favors.
You know, it's funny. I didn't get a chance to ask that question. I know God brought up the idea that perhaps his tone changed, although he'll say it hasn't changed very much at all. That's what he said in the interview. But since that scare, that threat, you remember, if we go back to that,
yeah.
If you wonder if that had anything to do with this?
One would think, because yeah. he was very affected by it. But all that said, when you consider the effect that even the possibility of violence, the threat, if you will, of violence has on people. And it's not just Mr. St-Pierre Plamondon. There are a lot of our listeners out there who felt the same way, who have been in that situation. And you would think that given that, you might want to choose your words a little
yeah,
more carefully.
Fair enough.
All I know is I've spent the past 40 years of my life looking at words and weighing, you know, what they mean. And what was said yesterday was extremely irresponsible, regardless of your political persuasion. It was a very, very dangerous thing to say, and I hope he finds a way to sort of like pull back on that, because, as I say, he's putting an imprimatur on the PQ that I don't think the party wants.
So let me shift to the CAQ. I know the question was asked this morning. Are they beginning to abandon ship? You had the whip, of course, decide he's leaving. That's Éric Lefebvre. The question was asked today, this is interesting, of Éric Girard, because he weighed in on the federal budget. And this is around, I think this is Kelly Gregg, right? After he was first asked and didn't give much of an answer, she asked him this.
Why are you not categorically saying today that you're ruling out running for the federal government? Why not just say it's not happening?
Okay, well, I've always said that I like Canada, that one day I could be interested in being finance minister of Canada, but this is not where I'm at now. I have important responsibilities, I'm privileged, we have a lot of challenges, an ambitious economic agenda, and I'm really happy with my current position.
That's right. All right, calm down, everybody. He's really happy, Jim, but one day, I wonder if that day is next week, next month, when he's done looking at the federal budget. What are you thinking?
Listen, I have to tell you, I hate to be a stick in the mud, a wet blanket, a buzz killer, but I'm very sorry. This is hardly a revelation. Last December, Éric Girard was asked point blank, you know, your name keeps coming up as a potential candidate for the Tories. And he said then, he was a little more categorical then, saying, listen, you know, I have work to do here. I'm blah, 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 working for the people of Quebec, blah, 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 blah. But what's interesting is that he said this, I believe, on the 12th of December, on the 10th of December, which is just 48 hours earlier, La Presse wrote a piece, an analysis piece, citing sources within the federal Conservative Party saying, Éric Girard, no, we don't think so. We don't, first of all, we don't want star candidates. We don't want, you know, limousine candidates. We want candidates who are ready to work door to door. And also, that would be the same Eric Girard who just offered $7 million to the LA Kings.
That's him.
To come to Quebec City. That would be the same guy. Is that the same
guy?
And since then, and so the gist of that piece in La Presse was that, no, they're not interested. They're not interested. He may be interested, but they're not interested in him, nor are they interested in Geneviève Guilbeault, because once again, candidate vedette, and apparently he has a problem with wearing seatbelts. But all that said, this idea that somehow that the CAQ will be this very rich mine of candidates for the Poilievre conservatives, I think twice about that. And in fact, it's been said before, and I'll say again, that if anybody has the inside track federally with the conservatives, it would be our friend Eric Jane, who's a good, literally a good friend of Pierre Poilievre. He may just want to stick it out in provincial politics, but certainly he would be far more effective an ally for Pierre Poilievre in Quebec at this point than anyone from the CAQ. And as we look at this, I just want to set the record straight as well. It was maybe, I guess, December or maybe early January, when the second Léger poll came out confirming that the bottom had dropped out of the CAQ support. I had mentioned to you that, you know, be careful now, because you've got 89 members of a caucus that may not have a future, and they may be thinking about that future. So we have Éric Lefebvre, who was the party whip, ironically the guy who was responsible for keeping the caucus in order, for enforcing discipline. He's saying, no, I'm going to go. But here's the thing. He doesn't leave the party. He doesn't leave politics. He's going to keep the seat. Why? Well, probably because what really scares the bejesus out of the CAQ in general, and François Legault in particular, is the prospect of another by-election. We cannot be faulted for saying, Aaron, there is literally not a safe seat for the CAQ left in Quebec, not with these numbers. Even CAQland could prove surprising if the writing keeps on the wall becomes clearer and clearer with every passing day. So, yeah, don't be surprised if you see maybe some decisions to run another level of politics. But as I suggested to you not that long ago, Aaron, don't be surprised if you see some defections within the National Assembly to another party, and which is why here's my fearless prediction. You may be spending more time talking to Eric Zuhaim than you expected over the next 6 months.
Oh, okay, which is fine, because he's actually a pretty good interview. Jim, let me ask you, what did Justin Trudeau do today?
Oh, well, he got me angry as hell. He's like one of those machines. You put in a quarter and your fortune rolls out every day. He's got some kind of comment on something. Today happens to be the 43rd anniversary, I believe, of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Okay, so here he is, you know, mouthing off, "Oh, it's marvelous," and this and that. And I just got so damned angry, because this is the same guy who has watched François Legault, and to a certain extent, Doug Ford, used the Charter of Rights as essentially a doormat and not said a peep. And here he is thumping his chest over what a great document, what a great, you know, bulwark to protect our rights the Charter is, when in fact it's like that old joke from the 1960s. It used to be printed. Someone used to pretend it's stamping it on the U.S. Constitution. You can stamp it on the Charter of Rights in Canada. Void were prohibited by law, which is what's happening here in Quebec. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I usually let Mr. Trudeau's comments slide off my back. But when I heard him gushing, you know, breathlessly about how it guarantees our fundamental rights, affirming equality for all Canadians, which would make some of our listeners at this point laugh out loud. The fact is, it's almost as if, it's, you know what? Because I know other commentators have said, you know, it's like he doesn't care anymore. He's tuned out. It's like he is so tuned out, he has no idea what's going on around him. He has no idea what people are saying or what's happening in the country. He is theoretically in charge of. And so for someone to turn around and make a statement as he did today about the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, given his record on the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, to me suggests that we've hit a new low, although there's, as I like to say, there's always plenty of more low where that came from.
Last thing before I let you go, we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because the budget had not yet come out. Reaction to what you have seen so far?
We've got Eric Girard, you know, giving Trudeau a good run for his money in the hypocrite sweepstakes, simply by saying, well, you know, Quebec got shortchanged. It's a spendthrift budget. Look at that. Look at the money they're spending left, right, and center. This from the guy who ran up a $12 billion deficit at the provincial level. But hey, never mind. You know, I'm talking about Trudeau. I'm talking about Ottawa. I'm talking about the feds. No one seems happy with this. And people are still trying to figure out the whole... I know it was explained perfectly on your show yesterday, Aaron, but people are still trying to figure out the capital gains allowance, the changes to that. They're still confused over that. But apart from that, it seems to have gone over like, you know, a lead balloon.
Pretty much. And they're out there trying to, of course, sell it today, and I guess they will be for the next few days to try to explain it to people. Be interesting. Jim, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good night.